yung old pero nag kaya nag-resign nga lang. Well, hindi natin din alam kung bakit sa team kumalit. Yun yung ang daming ano.
Rejection to the exciting. Paano kaya nila nagagawa?
Bulbo yung kaspa ko. Tagalog na.
Tagalog?
Ano rin yung Tagalog ng kaspa? Dandra.
Balakubak!
Kasi lahat kayo may balakubak. Meron kami.
Even if you know all that, the more you put yourself in a solid position, thankfully, we can handle the doctors if we really know what is happening with the company or with your prospects. So, next, since alam natin yan is we have to be with empathy. Now, we all have already yung beds na natin yung mga right? So, we have already established empathy with, ano, elder. We have to put ourselves and someone else's shoes para maintindihan natin kung where we're coming from. Ano yung rason bakit ganun yung nag-feel nila. Emotions are a natural part of sales. We're natural. And in many, if not most, cases, they reflect reasonable concerns. Reasonable is not that I understand. That's why you need to avoid getting obviously frustrated and impatient with your prospects and to push back and say, okay, my frustration. Ako din, kahit very ano pa rin ako nakipag-usap sa case. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Pero is what we can do. Ang dami ko. Pero kalma, pero deep inside parang puputok na ako.
Pero kalma. Hindi na ko kayo.
Stay calm and polite sir.
Oo, kalma. Magali. Now, empathy is central to every successful sales effort. And you shouldn't sell a prospect purely for the sake of making money. Okay? Kasi pag pera-pera lang yung nasa isip natin, mawawala yung authenticity, mawawala yung genuine approach natin sa customers natin or our mission, our vision, right? You should sell them because our product or service is best equipped to suit their pain points. So you always need to bear their needs and enter the market. Kasi nga, dito natin,